Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Jen Twen. It's the 14th of March today, and this boot is coming from my sunny back garden. And I'm out here in a t-shirt, that's how warm it is today. You may be able to hear my neighbours decided to mow the lawn, and yeah, there's some birds about as well. They don't ask me what they're called, I can't tell. Anyway, I've been listening to some boos about the online community, the Audioboo online community, I should say, and what makes it work, which was a topic, it's a question asked by Top Cold. And it's very interesting, the different angles people come from, and I agree with most of those points, though I just wanted to add some of my own, because I've got some other points to add. For me, you see, I've never really been into audio. I can see that when you're used to recording, then Audioboo is sort of almost a natural thing to go to. But other than listening to music and the radio, never really had much to do with audio. Certainly not recording anything, or my own voice even. Never particularly liked the sound of my own voice. Never had to do any kind of voice work apart from, well, when I was in drama group at uni, we did some sort of, projecting voice, enunciating clearly, and sort of learning what you can do with your voice, and that was it. And to this day, you hold a microphone in front of me, or I get sort of a sense that I'm being recorded, my mind goes slightly numb, and I get all tongue-tied. I suppose that's sort of one personal aspect for me that is a bit of a challenge for me to record things, because I'm actually more of a writing everything down person, because then I can make sure it's absolutely right, and I can read over it before I send it off. Of course, there's always the option on Audioboo that you can listen back and you don't have to publish it if you're not happy with it. But still, I know my oral skills have always been the weaker ones. So there's that aspect. And I have to say, after getting into Audioboo and audio recording, I know a lot more about it now, and it's actually fascinating, and I'm really enjoying it now. So I'm glad I joined Audioboo, which was quite a few years ago now, when I first figured out that Simon, my husband, wasn't listening to podcasts as I thought he was, but to Audioboos, and that turned out to be just normal people talking about their day and discussing topics. And so I signed up to find out what they were talking about, and because it was, I must admit, most of our little group of booers back then, most of the people we knew through other means already, so it was kind of easier to get into it. I certainly did get into it, and the other aspect that I wanted to add, and that made it easier for me, was back then I had a toddler and a baby. So I was too busy really to write lengthy emails or sit down at forums or do Facebook, any sort of time spend typing things for ages and then reading through them four times before I was happy to send them. Didn't really have time for that. Still don't really. So Audioboos were perfect, that I could just get on with what I needed to do in a day, and I can just listen to people, and if I want to respond, that doesn't take as long as writing it down. So that suited me really well. And the other thing is also, people have said it's about the voice, and yes, I have pointed this out before, I think, that I have found now, after all these years on Audioboo, that when I've eventually met people who I just used to listen to all the time, that they really are how they come across in Audioboos. And I just think that's brilliant, because, when you write things down, when you just have written communication with someone, you don't really know what that person is like, I find. Whereas the voice somehow gives away so much about that person. And you see, this is another thing where my brain has to deal with a bit of a challenge, because I'm a very visual person, so I like to see in front of me to understand it. But I figured out, you know, from a photo of a person, you can't really tell what they're like. But if you listen to their boos, then you get a very good measure of them. So this is also something that I very much like, because it really seems like there are real people there. Sounds a bit odd, but you know how you can sometimes forget that when you're just looking at tweets or Facebook messages, or you know, also the noises around the person. I know other people have mentioned this, but you know, the fact that you can hear what's going on behind me, you know, I think that makes it all more real. It's like being there with that person. For me, that makes the whole experience real. The only thing is that I can't see that person, but I get used to that. So that's another aspect. And then also what other people have mentioned, that there are no trolls. That's why it works for me. I wanted to keep this brief. Oops, not really. Right, so thanks for listening, and I'll speak to you again soon. Bye for now.